Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart, your host with the most, literally, I'm not bragging, I have the most blogged, emailed, viewed, and commented stories on the web. Critical mass, we bring it to you every day. Actually, I don't. This is the part where I get to sit back and all of our producers get to do more hard work, I should say. This is the most. And I've noticed it's ladies' night or morning. All the
totally
female
look at
producers.
All these good-looking chicks sitting around the mic.
Girl power.
Yeah. Okay, you're Scary Spice in there, Editor Trisha McKinney.
I'm Editor Spice.
All right, Editor Spice. You know what? Hold on, Editor Spice. We're letting Producer Spice Caitlin go first. What do you have, Caitlin, and where is it from?
Well, speaking of the lovely Spice Girls, my story is from the Times Online, the most curious section. It's talking about how many British people are eating McDonald's. You thought it was big here in the U.S.? Well, in Britain, it's really taking off. There were more than 88 million visits to the Golden Arches in the U.K. last month alone. Their sales are up nearly 10 million based on the previous year. And all this is despite the government's best efforts to get people to eat healthier a day. They're pushing this big five-a-day fruits and veggies thing. But turns out all really people really crave is burgers and fries.
Well, we talked about this last week about them banning the advertisement of junk food on programs where anybody, I think it's 16 and younger, can watch.
So. And fast food in the U.K. is really growing larger than it is anywhere else. You know, so there could be a number of reasons. They do serve porridge at the U.K. in Britain. So maybe that's it. Who can resist some tasty porridge with jam in the morning?
Insert your bad British food joke here.
What's wrong with porridge?
It's so good. Editor Spice, Trisha McKinney.
Yes, hello. This is also British. I don't know why we got so Anglophile this morning, but I have one of the most emailed stories from Yahoo News, and it's about the QE2, one of the world's most famous cruise ships. It is on its final voyage. It set off yesterday from Southampton, that's in England, and it's heading actually over here to New York, along with another ship, the Queen Victoria, which is on its maiden voyage. They're going to travel together across the Atlantic, and they're going to get here, I don't know, pretty soon. And then it goes around the world, and then, well, no, I shouldn't say around the world. I don't know where it's going. It's going a lot of places, and it's going to end up in a pretty cool place in that world's largest man-made island in Dubai, you know, the one that's shaped like a
palm island.
Palm tree. Yeah. So it's gonna end up at a specially made pier there, and it's gonna be a floating hotel.
Wow.
In the spring.
That's kind of interesting. Have anybody been to Dubai?
Yeah.
Room? You've been to Dubai.
Yeah.
I have a friend who actually designs hotels.
I'm sure that person is very popular.
He's very popular in Dubai, and he says they ask him for the oddest thing. They asked him if he could paint dolphins gold so they could match the...
They're not kidding. It is insane. It's like La La Land. Everything you think couldn't actually be made true is realized
it's true
in Dubai.
The land of dreams.
Land of dreams.
Now it'll have those world's largest... Don't they have the world's largest building there?
Yeah. I don't know if it's done yet, Pauline, but they're trying to build the world's largest building.
All right. Bryant Park Project remote from Dubai. Yeah. I see it coming up. Rachel, our newscaster, what do you have? Which most from where?
Speaking of flights, one of the longest flights I ever took was from New York to Dubai, and sitting in bad seats on airplanes is really difficult, as notes one particular author who wrote a piece for the New York Times. This comes from the most on NewYorkTimes.com. This is about surviving seat 21C, and if you just bear with me, I'm just going to read a little bit of it because you can't really paraphrase it. Here's what he says. Before buckling in, please note that the man standing in the aisle next to you is about to make a request. He wonders if it would be okay for you to switch seats with his wife, who's in the middle seat three rows ahead. She's one seated between the former linebacker and the canola oil salesman and is peering over the seat backs at you with wide and imploring eyes. The man will ask this in a voice sufficiently loud that all passengers seated within several rows will look up from their Sudoku puzzles and await your answer. If you say no, the passengers will all wonder, why do you hate married people? You must be bitter and a lonely person. He goes on to say there's the issue with the armrest and you need to put it down, but the only way you can do that is if you kind of elbow butt the guy next to you, but then pretend you didn't really do that. There are a lot of useful tips in there.
All right.
Check it out.
Well, we'll link to it on our blog. Pauline, you have one that I'm not really sure how you're going to get through without grossing out our entire audience, but I'm gonna put you up to the challenge.
Maybe I'll spare you the details. I have the most emailed on the New York Times and NPR.org. This is very popular this morning. Apparently, people have found a new solution to relieving congestion, nasal irritation, cold, allergies, what have you. Anything going on with your nose, people are using neti pots, a.k.a. nose bidets, a.k.a. nasal irrigation.
That is, you put that in such three lovely terms. I'm so impressed with
just
you.
Just think nose bidet. Nose bidet says it all. Basically, it's like a little teapot, and you shove it up one nostril, and you tilt your head. I looked it up on YouTube. There's tons of videos, instructional videos. You should
of course
it up.
There are.
and you shove it up one nostril, and then you tilt your head, and you just pour 8 ounces of water, and it goes through the other
goes through your nasal passage and down the nostril.
Yeah, and it sounds really gross. I mean, but the people who are doing it on YouTube, it looks like it's very comfortable. It looks like it's soothing because it's, you know, like
tepid water. Well, they're all drunk is what it is. They're doing this in bars. Right. No, so this is supposed to help you in terms of flush out any sort of infection.
Any impurities, especially if you have allergies. And apparently it's this ancient yogic tradition, but Oprah made it popular last spring.
Oprah.
So that's why everybody's using it now.
The O stamp.
Is that where
of
this
approval.
Is going? The O stamp for cleanses?
If Oprah does the it, next everybody does it, I guess.
Just remember.
Colon cleanse.
And we'd like to welcome back Lauren Spohr, Lospo, who helped actually launch the blog and the show over the summer and then felt the need to go to grad school at Columbia Journalism or something like that. but you're with us for a couple of weeks.
I'm back.
You're back.
I've got a top emailed story from technorati.com. It's for a website called techcrunch.com. It's reviewing the new Wikipedia search engine. Have you guys heard about this? It's called Wikia, and it launches in its sort of early version today. So this guy on techcrunch.com says it's not good at all. He says it doesn't work. The idea is that it's not going to be, like, Google sort of doesn't disclose fully how it ranks its search results, so this will be sort of transparent. So if I typed in the Bryant Park Project on Wikia and our website came up, so then I had the choice to give it 5 stars. Like, this is definitely the best site for what I search, so we can all participate. That's the idea. But as of today, people aren't too happy with it.
Well, I know what the staff will be doing later. 5 stars, everybody. Wikia, get on it.
During our video snacking.
Exactly. Ladies, thank you so much for helping us out with the most.
Thank you.
And of course, if you want to read about any of those stories, you can go to our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park.